So I take a yellow one for me bowels, the pink one for me diabetes, and I've no idea what this little white one is for. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today we're reflecting on the importance of considering the time since someone commenced a medication. I've been thinking about medication history taking recently. I was chatting with an interprofessional teaching faculty, including doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and paramedics, and we were discussing the chaotic medication situations that they often find on home visits. Medications in bags all over the place, some of them out of date, some with missing labels, and patients who have lists of their medications neatly printed out. But upon reconciling that list with what they're actually taking, it only reveals the potential for many errors. Part of a complete medical history involves asking patients what medications they're taking. In addition to knowing the drugs, it is important to know the dosage and the frequency, and it's necessary to clarify a few things around that very open question as well. A patient may have a medication list as prescribed by their doctor, but we need to establish that they're actually taking them. Some patients are prescribed medication, but don't take them as prescribed. I'm sure you've all got interesting stories that you've heard over the years. I've heard all kinds of comments like, I only take my antihypertensives when my blood pressure feels high, or I only take the statin when I eat fatty food, or I only take allopurinol on Fridays when I have fish. Establishing that a patient is taking the medication correctly is important information for us to determine. But it's also important for us to ask the question about what medications are taken in various different ways and not to rely on simply asking, what medications do you take? For example, some patients do not consider vitamins medications. So you have to ask specifically about over-the-counter medications or vitamin supplementations. And we all know that some vitamins do interact with prescribed medications, so it's important that we know what they're taking. I've also had some women omit telling me that they are on the oral contraceptive pill, as they consider that this is a contraception and didn't infer that it is a medication. So asking specifically about contraceptive medication is an important question. And I've had some patients omit telling me that they're on thyroxine because they considered that a supplement to get their body back to normal, seemingly considering a drug to be something taken in addition to their body's natural state. So all these situations require a variety of linguistic approaches to ensure that you get an accurate record of what the patient is actually taking. And we must not assume without double and cross-checking the information. Following my discussion with the interprofessional teaching faculty, I got to thinking even more about how we take a medication history when reading the March issue of the Prescriber Update. They have a reminder that there are various medications that can be associated with mood and behavioural changes. It's a good article, which I've linked in the show notes, but it highlights that there are a number of common medications that can induce mood changes in the initial stages of treatment. Some, like the antibiotics Tricel and Metronidazole, the antihistamines Cetirizine and Promethazine, the steroid Prednisone, antivirals like Acyclovir, and the PPI Omeprazole, will be on the regular prescriber list for an urgent care clinician. Others, like metoprolol, enalapril, the combined oral contraceptive pill, montelukast and isotretinoin, will most likely have been recently started by a patient's GP rather than yourselves. But either way, the article reminds us to consider, as part of our differential list, these medications as a possible cause of new onset mood changes. They advise we counsel patients about these potential mood changes when we commence medications, being particularly aware in younger and older patients, and anyone with a history of psychiatric conditions. They acknowledge that it can be tricky to determine, and so this is one of those situations where we need to have it on our radar when seeing a patient with recent mood changes. The article mentions that symptoms stopping when the drug is stopped and starting again when recommencing can help in making a diagnosis. But one key factor is the temporal connection between symptoms starting and the medication starting. Which is why, in addition to establishing what medications our patients are actually taking, the dosage and the frequency, and everything else besides, we also need to establish if any have been started recently. I'm sure we all dive into this when we see someone with a drug-like skin eruption or someone with anaphylaxis, but it is important in other contexts. Recent NSAIDs in the presence of GORD, for example. But as this prescriber update highlights, recent mood changes could be related to a recently started medication, so make sure you establish if any drugs are recent and have it on your differential lists for consideration. So check out the article, which is linked in the show notes. If you have any comments, questions, corrections or suggestions, email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. And we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then. But for now, thanks for listening.